These games, how hard is it to kind of be patient and wait for opportunities when they're defended so well?
Well, I think you just have to stay within our system. And we know that we're a good team. We're going to get those chances. But, you know, I thought for, you know, parts of the game here, we just kind of got away from what we wanted to do. But you have to give Minnesota a lot of credit, too. They played a great game. They're above us and turned some pucks over and played the right way.
Say that not many teams are going to be able to defend the way they did tonight in terms of protecting the middle of the ice. How well did they do that for you against you tonight?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think they did a great job at it, but at the same time, I don't think as a team we did enough to try to get in there. I don't think we did all the things that we wanted to do. So, like I said, you have to give them credit. They put a great game, but, we'd like to play a lot better than what we did as well.
So considering where you guys are on the standings, and it's obviously very evident where you are, but to have some of these games down the stretch where it's going to be tight defensively, because we know that's pretty much playoff hockey.
Yeah, those are the games you want to play at this time of the year. We're focused on the playoffs. We're focused on trying to be the best team we can be going into it. You're going to be playing against good teams. Minnesota was a desperate team tonight, and they played well. That was a good test for us. We need to play the same way in order to succeed. And, we're just thinking about playoffs right now.
Another different teams, different styles, but how much did what Minnesota did it tonight, what Boston did maybe a little bit to you guys last week in terms of following you up or being from the inside? Or?
Personally, I don't think that's a very fair comparison. I think there's different things that both teams did well, but I just think tonight we got a little bit away from our game plan, a little bit away from what we know works, and credit to Minnesota. Once we did that, they buried and got their chances and opportunities, and that's what good clubs do.
You mentioned wanting to go into the playoffs being as prepared as possible. What have you learned from past playoff runs about what you need to do to be in that position?
I guess just playing the right way. Playoffs is a whole different beast, a whole different animal. It's pretty hard to say you're playing playoff hockey until you get into those playoffs. It's completely different. So really it's a matter of trying to do the little things and trying to make those right decisions. Some of the other stuff, can't happen until then, but, you're trying to prepare yourself as much as possible.
Did you have any moments in your first playoffs where you had that wake-up call of like, oh, this is playoff hockey?
My first playoffs, we got swept against Montreal, so that was a pretty big moment. It's a whole different animal, and every playoffs we go into, you see something different, something else happens. I mean, there's no way that anyone can say they're ever 100% prepared for what's going to happen. Luckily, I think our team's very well built for that. We have a lot of experience, and we battle adversity together, so I think that's going to come in handy, but at the same time, you really have to try to be ready for anything, because anything can happen.
Good. Thanks, Johnny.